This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute. Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
97.1 FM Talk.
On-demand audio.
But don't give a f***.
We're going to mix it up a little bit today. Thankful Thursday, of course. And, you know, I'm just thankful for the gift of laughter. And I know, Mark, you can't really laugh much these days because of your rib cage being broken.
Little battered and bruised over here, but I'll get through it.
But here's my thought. And I thought about this while I was down in Florida. It was actually Thursday. And I thought, well, if I was back home working, I'd be doing my Thankful Thursday. And literally, my side hurt, my mouth hurt, my jaws hurt because I was laughing so hard with a couple of buddies of mine when we were out. And I thought the gift of laughter is truly a gift. I mean, I think it just allows everybody, especially in a time when the stresses are high. I think life today, for some reason, seems more stressful. There's more anxiety. I think sometimes we get caught up in all of the, you know, social media and the politics and the economy and the social issues that we face as a society. And I think sometimes we just need to stop and pause. Every now and then somebody will pop up on my timeline and it just makes you smile, makes you laugh, makes you forget about all the problems of the world. So today, that's what I'm going to share. I'm thankful for laughter. I'm thankful for funny people whose sole intent is to make people smile and make people laugh. And this guy is, I follow him. He's a hysterical comedian. And what I like about him is he doesn't have to get, you know, perverse. He doesn't get, he doesn't cuss. He just picks life situations, life memories, and he makes them funny. His name is Jeff Allen. And if you don't follow him and you just want some good humor in your life, I recommend you go out there on X and download a little Jeff Allen for your life. Here's Jeff on a little segment about childhood and being a grandpa.
They've ruined everything. Playgrounds. I took my granddaughter to a playground. What happened to playgrounds? The slide is 5 feet high, made out of plastic. She would go 4 inches and stop, 4 inches and stop, 4 inches and stop. That's not a slide. It's a scoot. Wee papa, wee papa, wee papa, wee papa. What did we have? We had a 6-story high solid steel structure. About mid-July, yeah. Mid-July would hit a temperature of about 285 degrees. You lose 2 layers of skin on the way down. Another layer when you hit the ground like a flat rock on a pond. Come back picking gravel out of your thighs. Yeah. Now it's wee papa, wee papa, wee papa. I wanted to shove her down the slide. I did. I wanted to shove her so she'd know what an exhilarating feeling of sliding. And I felt 6 iPhones on my back. Go ahead, old man. dare you?
Oh, he's good.
It's nuts. Car seats? I'm not against car seats. I'm just telling you, I'm tired of strapping my granddaughter in like a NASCAR driver to drive 2 miles and get a Diet Coke from the mini mart.
Yeah.
She's 54 pounds. I'm going to get a hernia hauling her in and out of the state. What age can you take them out now? 5, 7, 18? Oh. Here's your high school diploma. You get to ride home like a big boy today. Hey, come on. Car seat, we don't even have seat belts. I walked the back seat of my mother's car for 4 years. She'd be driving, I'd just be walking the back seat side to side. Sure, every now and then she'd hit the brakes, I'd fly up into the front. She'd toss me back like a trout. What are you doing up here? Get back there.
Oh, the man's name is Jeff Allen. He is today's Thankful Thursday, where everybody just got to take a time here and there and laugh.
I've thought about that. Like monkey bars that you know, the dome monkey bars that you could, one slip and you're falling through 15 feet to the ground, right?
And hitting your head on the bars, yeah, going down. You're trying to grab onto one as you're on your way down.
No such thing as a rubberized surface to bounce off of when you hit. And the slides, remember? Because back in the 70s, we're wearing those Larry Bird shorts, those really short shorts, right? So you're trying to go down that slide. You're trying to pull them up so the skin doesn't melt as you're going down a 100-degree steel slide.
I remember laying your back on it, remember? Because your shirt would slide better than your skin, right? So you'd lay back up, but then when you'd get to the bottom, if you didn't get upright, you're just going to skid across the ground because you're flying at the bottom of it. Yeah, the good old days.
That guy's great, and I heard him do a skit one time on menopause, and his wife. He said, "I've worn out 3 air conditioners. I can't get it cold enough in my bedroom. I'm in there under 12 blankets, and she comes in, and you could hang meat in my bedroom, and then she turns on the ceiling fan at the highest level."
Yeah.
He's a funny man.
And it's always everyday stuff.
Yeah, and he's clean.
Clean, but it's everyday stuff that you deal with or you know is kind of humorous and funny, but he just, his delivery, his timing, I love Jeff Allen. If you've not ever downloaded him or seen him, he's coming to town too, I heard.
Oh, is he really?
Yeah.
Oh, that'd be great.
I heard he was going to be here in like February or March. We'll keep you updated on
that. Let's look and see where he's going to be in town. That would be great.
But that is a comedian who also you could take your kids to and not be worried about foul language because he does keep it pretty clean. So very, very clean. He does. I don't think I've ever heard a curse word come out of his mouth.
Really?
Yeah. Which is rare in this day and age. Most comedians, most of their humor is kind of based in vulgarity. But no, good guy.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places that I love to shop. Get it? With the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.